As retailers tally their receipts, it looks like 2002 may have been a ho-hum holiday season. Analysts say 2002 may be the weakest holiday retail season of the past 30 years. There is, however, one bright spot among retailers: e-commerce. Online merchants rang up record sales once again this holiday season, but there are signs that the growth of internet commerce may have reached its peak. Joining us now to talk about current and future online trends is Carrie Johnson, an analyst with Forrester Research. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
With a late Thanksgiving this year, the shopping season had six fewer days, but nonetheless, it looks like online retailers had a very merry holiday season.
That's right. It's pretty incredible when you consider, yes, the offline season had six fewer days to shop, which means they're really even fewer to shop online, since you have to shop by at least December 17th to get your goods on time. So it was an incredible year. We're seeing at least 25 to 30% gains over last year.
What accounts for those gains?
Primarily, people really just do love shopping online. And although there are a few million new shoppers to the web this year, which helped bolster those sales, most of the sales are coming from people that already shopped online, that love the convenience of it, wanted to stay away from the malls, took advantage of the free shipping promotions, and spent more of their total shopping dollars online than they did last year.
What are the most popular online categories?
Usually, it looks a lot like offline retail, but this year, consumers were spending primarily only on items that are really low ticket, meaning they don't have high price tags. So DVDs did really well this year because so many people bought DVD players last year. Books continue to do very well. Music does very well, as do low-ticket electronics like DVD players and VCRs.
Now, books and music, I guess I'm not that surprised by that, but apparel and electronics are the kinds of things that people might want to touch, fiddle with a little bit, at least try on before they made the purchase.
Well, what's interesting with apparel, actually, interesting you mentioned it, is that people are already pretty comfortable shopping from catalogs. So we're finally seeing people be very comfortable shopping for apparel online.
There seems to be some synergy also between catalogs and online commerce. Some of the catalogs, at least that came in my mailbox, encouraged me not to purchase by calling a 1-800 number, but by logging on and going to a particular site to make that purchase.
It's a lot cheaper for catalogers like L.L. Bean or Land's End if you go online and place that order instead of call them on the phone, because the phone call costs them a lot of money to have an agent sitting there and take up their time taking your order.
Well, and some of the online retailers have gotten into the catalog business themselves.
That's right. I can't think of one online retailer that doesn't offer a catalog now, because they realized that there is a place for offline retail. Catalogs spur purchases online, and catalogs are almost a good branding tool to get people who don't shop online to know about their brand and to start shopping online.
Now, when you logged on to many of the sites, the first thing that popped up was this pop-up window that told you that there was free shipping. Free shipping deals seemed to be everywhere. Did that boost sales?
I think free shipping saved Christmas, to be totally honest. And I think actually you can trace that back to Amazon saving Christmas. When Amazon extended its offer for Super Saver shipping over $25 free, everyone followed suit. All the big retailers, Circuit City, Target, Best Buy, Walmart, you name it, everybody else had free shipping. And I think that got consumers to shop online earlier, which was absolutely essential considering how short the holiday season was. They had to get consumers to start shopping in early November and not put off purchases till the end, and I think they did.
Does that mean a dark cloud looms over the horizon? Who paid for all that free shipping?
Well, I think the really interesting thing is going to be what happens in January with profits, because the real question is, can you get enough volume in sales to outweigh the hit you took in profits from free shipping? And I don't know that that's completely clear yet, so I think January will be pretty interesting.
Thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Carrie Johnson is an analyst with Forrester Research.